from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And second baseman Jackson Holliday leads things off, coming off a 3-hit game in his last outing on Sunday. Swings, first pitch, drives one to deep right center field. Roller back of the wall, gives it a look, that's all he'll do. That one is gone. First pitch, home run, Jackson Holliday.
Love this song. Yeah, we wanted to keep you in suspense. Joe, how did that at-bat end?
Yeah. I got like 6 things playing over here, and I was like, oh no, that's the correct thing. I should stop that. And I decided to stop it right. Well, that was a home run from Jackson Holliday, courtesy of MILB.com.
There you go.
It did go out, if you didn't know.
Okay. Of the yard?
That was the first of 2 on that day.
Don't worry about it, Joe. You know, that's
double
that's
dong day.
Par for the course today.
Everybody's all over the place. There was one caller that said, hey, Cheech, can you do this every Tuesday?
Cheech. Jackson Holliday, by the way, is up back up to 280. His OPS, 948 with 10 home runs, 37 RBI. It's just ho-hum. Ho-hum for him. 8 stolen bases in 9 attempts. On base percentage, back up around 450. The guy had a hiccup. Wasn't ready at the time. I think you'll see him before the season's over again.
I do, too.
With Bale.
The key is what happens with Tarik Skubal, right? If there's a trade there's a chance one or two of the top 3 are involved. I think they give up one of those guys, and then the likes of Norby, Stowers.
Meaning Baseo, Mayo, or Holliday.
Yeah, and you could put Kierstead in there too, but I don't think they're trading him personally.
So, Sam?
No, Kierstead.
Oh, Kierstead.
Like, I think Kierstead's a top prospect as well. I think this guy has left-handed power just for days. So the big question about him is fielding. But when you look at all 3 of those guys, Kobe Mayo is the one that could be, and I love him, could be end up being a glorified DH or first baseman if he can't play third base at the major league level. And that's something that we don't know yet. And you made a great point, too, about people screaming about, why aren't they up yet? Why don't you tell them why they're not up yet?
Well, if they waited this long, why come up now? Wait, do like you did with Gunnar Henderson. You brought Gunnar Henderson up in August. Mm-hmm. That way, it's a cheat code. Gunnar Henderson had almost 2 months to play Major League Baseball, still on rookie status. So he came back his real rookie year of 2023 with a running start. Don't bring him up now, because now you burn a whole year. Wait until you don't burn a year if you waited this long. If you wanted to bring him up, do it in May. Do it in June. Now that we've reached the back end of July, well, you wait.
Think about it.
So he won't burn his rookie status.
I'm not saying this happens, because I think Wyatt Langford ends up winning the award because Colton Cowser's not playing enough. But if you have the chance, honestly, to have a Colton Cowser, if they played him more and he starts hitting, that he could win the rookie of the year, another first-round pick next year. And then guess what? all these prospects you have, if you don't trade any of them, they're going to be right there in the mix for Rookie of the Year next year. So this team just keeps putting out great prospects that turn into studs.
By the way, Gunnar came up the end of August, so he had like a month of major league experience under his belt.
Yeah.
It's a cheat code, man. I saw it. Yeah. I saw everything I needed to see. Now, even though I came back at 23, struggling a little bit, I at least have a reference point from last year to build on.
And they brought him up, too, at the beginning or the end of August so he could be eligible for the postseason roster. Right,
right. Yeah. Right. Just in case. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Jeremy and I know where we are. Ed, not so much.
Ed's eating ice cream.
Jess was making fun of me having ice cream.
I'm upset that you brought in coffee ice cream in one spoon.
I told you I'll get you ice cream.
I told you I'll get you ice cream.
Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning, man.
Hey, real quick before I get the holiday. Hey, Ed, somebody on Bully's call just told me to ask you this. They said, did you get someone of your friends last week to call and pretend like he was a Secret Service agent or something like that, or former Secret Service agent? So, you know.
It's actually a friend who was a Secret Service agent, yes. He just texted me, actually.
Oh, they said it was somebody that you was locked up in the feds with, that you connected with, that you got called, something like that.
There's no need to go there. It's no need to go. I find it funny that you're making fun of me for going to prison. You should be arrested for watching people work.
And if you're by the way, if you're in your car, don't worry about the sound that's coming through. Ed's just talking a little slower today. No big deal.
Yeah. But listen, false holiday goals, man. Like to quote the Godfather, man. If someone makes us an offer, you know, we can't refuse, I say we go and pull that trigger. And especially if we think, you know, Westbrook can play second base, you know, full time.
He hasn't been good at second base this year.
I don't think that's the only thing.
He's been good at third. He hasn't been good at second.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing we got to figure out. But like I said, man, you know, I don't think anybody's untouchable, man. He's surprised, but he hasn't proven nothing in the majors yet. And, you know, we can trade him for some major league pitching that's proven.
Here's my question. So let's say this, for example. They don't trade their top prospects, right? They go to the postseason. You don't have to worry about Adley getting a day off. He's going to catch every game in the postseason,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So now you have the option with Ryan O'Hearn and Kobe Mayo to play the left, right, and DH him if he comes up.
Mm-hmm.
You have your platoons in the outfield because it's kind of been Kierstead and Hayes. It just makes me wonder who's going to make that playoff roster as far as the starters go. And it might be different for each series depending on what they need. But if they don't make a move for Scooble, I'd like to see them make like two secondary moves. Like if it's a Fetty or if it's, you know, another pitcher that can get you through the regular season.
Here's how you can continue to make a player rookie eligible the next year. Here are the exact numbers. 130 at-bats or 50 innings pitched. Now, hear me out. At-bats, not plate appearances. Because Gunnar Henderson in 2022 had 132 plate appearances, but only 116 at-bats. Or if he's on the roster for 45 days on the active roster during the season, which includes injured time.
So in my opinion, then you see Kobe Mayo, if he's here, come up at the end of August. Jackson Holliday comes up sooner since he already had his cup of coffee.
I don't know.
How many at-bats did he have when he got called up?
That's a good question. I'm going to look at it. Jackson Holliday.
Because the earliest the Orioles can call Jackson Holliday back up to the Major League roster is September 13th if he is to stay on the roster and retain rookie status for the next season.
Because, he only has 34 at-bats.
Yeah.
He's played 10 games, so.
He'd need 93. He can only log 93 more plate appearances, which would be roughly maybe around like 17, 18 games.
Or at-bats, not plate appearances.
This is plate appearances.
His plate appearances because of the amount of days.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, it's 130 plate appearances.
Right. All right. No, it says, this on MLB.com says at-bats, 130 at-bats or 50 innings. This is going to MLB.com.
All right, because this one says 45 days on the active roster, 130 plate appearances.
Yeah, 45 days, I have that too.
Whee!
By the way, we're giving away Creed tickets this hour. What does Creed sing? I know the band. I can't put a song together.
What else?
Okay, that doesn't help at all.
Do they sing the song? Can you take me higher?
Yeah.
All right, there you go. You know how I knew that? Because he was imitating that song, the same type of
thing. It's true. It could have been Pearl Jam at the same time.
Yeah, again, MLB.com has 130 at-bats or 50 innings pitched in the major league. So I don't think they're concerned about that. I think they are concerned about that with Jackson Holliday.
I think you have to look at everything.
Now, because if he would have stayed up at that time and been successful, he would have had a chance this year at Rookie of the Year. But now that he is not, I think you kind of want to save that, don't you?
You do, but you also can't be playing games at this point in time to try to make sure that happens when you're vying for
pennant. Too much on the line right now.
Yeah, you're ahead of the Yankees, but you're going to be battling with them for a while, and we don't know what types of moves they're going to make. And I'll say this, I don't think they're trading Jason Dominguez, the top prospect. So in that mix, it gets a little bit more interesting. And also Luis Gil, what are they going to do with him? He doesn't have an innings limit. But it's the same thing with Crochet. He has not pitched this many innings before. Are they just going to keep letting this roll, or do they put Luis Gil in the bullpen?
410-583-1057. That's the number. Again, Creed tickets in this hour. Adafi Owe says he has confidence in David Ajabo for the 2024 season. Who has confidence in Adafi Owe? But on the other side, continue with the Orioles. Nearly every outlet is predicting the Orioles make a move for a pitcher. But is there any part of you that wants to trade for a bat? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 7:16 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Now, we all know Orioles are in need for pitching, right? Ed, is there a part of you that wants a bat instead? Or maybe eat along with?
No. No. I want pitching. Pitching, pitching, pitching. We have plenty of bats. That lineup is really powerful. I'm not worried about the offense. They get cold here and there, but so does everybody else's. We need arms, man. That's
Jeremy, all I want. Jeremy, think they need to add a bat?
No, I don't think so. Like, if there is some sort of weird trade where, you know, somebody, an everyday player or somebody that you have playing now is going back in a trade and you're swapping a bat there, let's say you were upgrading at a spot. Center field, like what if Luis Robert was available in a trade with the White Sox? I'm just throwing names out there.
I don't even know that's an upgrade.
I mean, it is with the power and his ability, and he just always gets hurt. But I guess I would say no, they don't need a bat, because if they don't trade Coby Mayo, I think the right-handed bat that they do somewhat need is already here.
See, I don't know if I can rely on guys coming up to be the addition of the bats. If they are, then I think it just happens, but I don't think I can rely on that. I mean, how much did Gunner help them in that race in 2022 when he came up?
Well, no, what I'm saying is I don't think you need to add anything, because I still think Coby Mayo can be your right-handed bat. We don't know how much he's going to help. He's only going to play situationally. Yeah.
I don't know if that's my point. I don't know if he can, because he's coming up trying to get used to the major leagues. I don't know if that's going to be a help.
Why wouldn't we? Colton Cowser came up and killed it, right? So why wouldn't we think he could come up and kill it if he's a bigger prospect and a better prospect? I mean, he could turn into Jackson Holliday when he gets up and just strike out left and right.
I mean,
but I'd like to think that a prospect like that spent more time in the minor leagues can come up and help you.
I don't have that kind of confidence in somebody to come up on a pennant race. Coming up in April is one thing. Coming up in late August and September,
to me, it's no difference. If you play baseball, you play baseball.
No, it's not. It's a difference. I mean, why do some people perform in the playoffs and some don't? It's a difference.
Well, I mean, it all depends on how many games you're going to get, though.
That's why it's called situational baseball. That's why it's called some guys are better in the clutch. I don't know if I want to rely on a guy with no major league experience to help me through a pennant race.
If it happens, fine,
but I don't want to rely on that. If you're going to add a bat, I want that to be a veteran bat, some guy who's been there before. You look at the playoffs, the whole thing about the pitching, what do we say? Those guys hadn't been there before. You have more confidence in them this year because they've been there before. We have more confidence in Dean Kramer this year only because he's been there before.
Okay, but how many guys on Arizona had been there before they went to the World Series?
I mean, they had a couple guys who've been there.
Who?
On other teams.
Who?
Who was the second baseman they had? Black dude. He'd been there before.
They had Ketel Marte. He hadn't been there.
I thought he had been there before.
No, he's never been there. You've got, I mean, Corbin Carroll was a rookie that won Rookie of the Year. Christian Walker was a throwaway for this team. So I mean, you look at their starting pitching. We always talk about the pitching in the postseason. None of those cats had even, Zach Gallen, none of them had sniffed it. You know, and Brandon Fott, who's coming along now.
So why do you want experience in your rotation then, here in Baltimore? Why did you so badly want an ace who'd been there before? Because it, for the most part, it matters.
No, Tariq Stevens never been there.
You can always, no, I'm talking about the start of the year. You badly in the offseason wanted a guy, an ace, with some experience.
Okay, look at this team if they didn't have an ace.
With some experience. So there's always an exception to it, Jeremy. I'm just saying, I'd rather, if you're going to add a bat to rely on, I would rather have a guy who's been there before than a guy who has not. I'm not saying this guy can't do it.
Yeah.
But I would rather have a guy with a resume. I would.
Then that means you're trading for a bat because there's nobody here with
a
resume.
Do you really want a bat?
The answer is I don't want a bat.
Oh. You're talking about the hypothetical.
We were talking about hypotheticals. Okay. I think you're good. I think your offense is good.
I think so too.
I think you got guys who can hit against lefties and righties. I think we had the luxury of playing that platoon game, but if Ryan O'Hearn in September, in a game that matters, had to take an at bat against a lefty. I'm not. Oh my God. Oh my. No. I think Ryan O'Hearn's a guy that can get it done.
He might be fine, but I'd rather have Kobe Mayo in that situation.
I don't know.
I mean, you look at it like we've done this before, where they take somebody out. I was talking about this yesterday with I think Glenn Clark on his show, where you know somebody had two hits. Whether it was God, who was it? Somebody in the outfield. I think it was Colton Cowser or Kierstead. And then they put in Austin Hayes, and he strikes out.
Right.
And everybody's like, I can't believe they did that. Why didn't you just let him hit against a lefty? Well, go look at the numbers and what they do against lefties and righties. And
also, at the time, remember, Austin Hayes was hot. Yeah. I remember that game.
Yeah.
Austin Hayes.
Everybody was bitching about it afterwards.
But he was hot at that time, too. This is a good question I'm going to answer on air. Someone text me, what's the difference between an at-bat and a plate appearance? And at a plate appearance, if you got hit by the pitch, if you walk, four walks, sacrifice bunt, sacrifice fly, that's a plate appearance, but it's not an official at bat.
Mm-hmm.
At bat, you have to make some kind of contact.
Because none of those affect your batting average.
Right, they don't affect your batting average. That's why, but that's a great question. That's why guys like us talk about OPS.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you grew up hearing a walk is as good as a hit, no, it's not on your batting average, but it is on your OPS because it affects. Yeah. Your on-base percentage. Mm-hmm. That's why now baseball people say slugging and on-base percentage combined is more important than batting average, because on-base percentage talks about hit by pitch, walks, all those things.
All of it. That it should have been this way forever, but it hasn't been.
Yeah.
I don't know how batting average got to be where it was, because it's not the only aspect of the game.
It's just the smallest part of the story.
It's a small part. Like, you know, on-base percentage is what matters. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
See, I just don't quite get it. I'm glad they came. What's the matter with you?
Nothing. You know what? You know what I'm starting to lose interest for? A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
RBI.
Yes.
It's so situation. I mean,
yeah.
I may be clutch, but the guys in front of me aren't getting on.
What if you have 50 home runs and 75 RBIs in a season? Because no one's been on.
Yeah.
Is it your fault?
Not at all.
No.
To me, runs scored are more important than RBI.
Well, you know, like I think a lot of these statistics are outdated, and more people come along, but the older guys still love the wins, love the batting average, ribbies. Oh, that means something when a guy's on base and you drive him in. And it does, but I think there are better statistics now.
Wins are the only stat that I understand that old heads still loving. You know why? Because wins represented pitchers going longer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, wins aren't as important now because the game has changed. It's so specialized. Yeah. If guys are only going 5 or 6 innings, it's hard to get wins, Ed. It's hard to get 20 wins.
Was that the time you saw a complete game?
Yeah. It doesn't happen often.
I don't remember, actually.
It happens so infrequently that when it happens,
guys
with
no hitters.
Exactly. So I think that's the only stat. I get it that it's not as important now as it used to be, but that's the one stat that I understand why some of the traditional baseball fans hold on to it, because pitchers got wins more often when they went 7+. You know, so many things happened. Yeah. Late in the game. If you're out of the game, you can't get the win.
Mm-hmm.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Kim McCusick joins us to talk some football film study at 8 o'clock. Also, we're giving away Creed tickets in this hour. Don't go anywhere. On the other side, Jeremy, I know you've been getting this text a lot. The Dodgers, surprisingly, let go of a pitcher. And Oriole fans want to know, if he clears waivers, should we get him? The answer is not no. It's Hell no.
I'll tell you
what. We'll tell you who and why up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Fan.
This is what you say when James Paxton calls.
No. That's our answer. Should the Orioles sign James Paxton if he clears waivers?
That guy sucks.
Hell no. Is that a real question?
It is, but can I say this? Because, like, I get it. I get people saying, oh, they're... But you got to understand, what are the Dodgers doing? They're in a pennant race, right? They're trying to win a World Series. They said, get your ass out of here, James. I'm no big maple around here. And look, he came back last year with the Red Sox, and he was okay. He just terrible this year.
Okay, he had an ERA of 4.50.
I mean, that's average in this league.
Yeah, you're right. That's a quality start.
You're right, but it's average in this league. So.
But Jeremy, he's 8-2.
No.
Yeah, he's 8-2, Jeremy.
That's factual.
Well, think about this. He won 8 games with the Dodgers, and they let him go. He won 8 games, and they let the man go. Let the boy go.
You know what his whip is? Let the boy watch. Do you know what his whip is?
Almost 1.5. 1.45.
What's his whip? Damn! 1.45. You put 1.5 runners on every inning. And by the way, this is all I want to say. We're not the Orioles from 3 years ago.
We ain't fixing nobody. Don't give me that. Well, maybe the Orioles can bring them in and fix them. Nope. Bring them in spring training and fix them.
You don't need to.
You don't bring them in August and fix them.
You give as many people as you want as a minor league invite. If he wants to come in here and throw for one of your minor league teams, fine. But I don't want to see him at the major league level. He stinks, man. And don't give me this 8-2. He's one of those weird cats that when he pitches, his team scores runs for him. Yeah. Because you can't tell me. His ERA is 4.43.
He led the league in walks with 48.
But when you start to look at his xFIP and some of the other things, it feels like it's about a run off. Like he should be a run higher, which would make his ERA about 5.43.
He struck out 64 batters. He walked 48.
Ugh.
He gave up 11 home runs in 89 innings, which isn't horrible, I guess. But, 44 runs, 82 hits. It's nothing I want about this guy.
He has...
nothing.
He has, what is this? It says 1.33 strikeouts per win. I don't even know what the hell that is. That's a stupid stat.
But 1.33 strikeouts per win?
Yeah,
per win.
Strikeouts per nine innings, 6.4, which is way under his, you know, like he was, so last year, 9.5. And then when you go back to 2021 when he was good, 13.5, 11.5. You can see he's getting more than a strikeout per inning. Mm-hmm. He's nowhere near that guy. There is no reason whatsoever for the Orioles to even kick the tires on this cat. Deflate them.
Yeah.
No.
No.
So am I hearing no?
I was telling you, Andy Koska tweeted about, hey, would they kick the tires on him? He's given up 3 earned runs or less in his last few starts. And I'm going, no, I don't want that at all. And you could sit here and talk about that. But he went 5 innings, 3.2, 5, 4. That one shouldn't even count. You go 4 innings and 5. No, they try to get his ass out of the game as soon as they can. You okay there? You got a little...
They should call it a sneeze button.
Oh, it is.
It's not a cough button. It's a sneeze button.
And again, you know, I'm all for the Orioles front office, and I trust them, and they've done worse in years past and kicking... I would rather have Julio Teheran than James Paxton, and you know how much I hate Julio Teheran.
Yes, like, it's well documented.
I mean, he sucks. So, please, don't do that to me. I celebrated when they cut... Teheran, or when he left.
He averages just under 5 innings per outing. 4.9, so it's called a 5. He faces 22 batters per game in just under 5 innings, Jeremy.
There's nothing there.
That's a lot of batters.
If it was
that's a lot of batters, an inning.
If there was somebody going through this and they were 26 years old, 27 years old, and then the Orioles saw something in him and they throw him in the minor leagues, I'm listening to you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where you get like an Albert Suarez or something goofy like that. This ain't it, boss. This ain't it.
But also, Albert Suarez came up in April.
Yeah.
Wasn't it April? April or May?
I thought it was May after, because I don't think they needed all those starters in April, right?
Okay. Bottom line is, he...
Ask Rashawn.
When did Suarez come up, Rashawn?
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
There's enough time for him to kind of figure it out. Well, you figure him out.
He did. Do you know what the date in April?
April 17th.
That's what I thought. I thought it was early. Yeah.
Well, you got to factor in too. We didn't have John Means and Bradish at the beginning of the season.
Mm-hmm.
What else was the rotation looking like early? I mean, you were trying to decide between Cole Irvin and some of these other guys. Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's go on the road and get Dave. What's up, Dave?
Good morning. How you guys doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Got some interesting stats for you. A bunch of us guys at the office got together. We looked at some of the older pitchers to see how many complete games they got done. And they were right around 60, 50 in that range. Two people that you think about complete games these days, Scherzer and Verlander. How many complete games do you think each of those have?
I don't think either one of them were complete games, but I don't think they have, 20 combined?
No, but how much do you think each one has? You're right. Well, they're a little bit more than 20 combined. But
I don't. But the thing is, I mean, I don't think of complete games with any of them.
Yeah, because they're too big a strikeout pitchers usually. But they probably did have quite a few because I'm sure they've had some
getting complete games more often than not.
Yeah, I mean, but it's the game's different nowadays though. Like they don't even
understand. Understand.
And I don't disagree with you.
I'll give you the stats. Scherzer has 20. Verlander has 26. And Scherzer has 12.
Okay, well, I'm looking at Verlander. Verlander hadn't had a complete game since 2019. He hadn't had one since 2019. I mean, that's...
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, so that goes back to what... I mean, listen, when you do that stat, you're always going to find more complete games. It's a no-brainer. It's a different game. You're going to find more complete games way back then than you find right now. That's shooting fish in a barrel. Mm-hmm. I mean... That's a stat that you'll find more saves now than you found. If you start comparing closers and saves, you'll find more now than you found back then. It's a no-brainer. Let's go to Joe in Baltimore. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Rob. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you, man?
Good. I totally agree with you about this guy from the Dodgers, man. There's nothing I like about him.
We need to get somebody that's hot, that's on fire. And the previous caller kind of beat me to it. I would even take a Max Scherzer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean,
and he doesn't even look like the Max Scherzer of old. Mm-hmm. But he's still good.
And you're only going to have him this year.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Joe.
This is probably going to be his last year. I mean, we did it with Derrick Henry. They took a chance on Henry. We'll see how that works out this season. So why not Max Scherzer? You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Get a vet. No.
That's not a good analogy.
Well,
Derrick Henry has got – he's at the – he's still Derrick Henry, and he's 30 years old. He's not 41 years old.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a big difference.
To be fair, Derrick Henry is probably a top five, top seven running back in this league.
Second in the league in rushing last year behind the best running, the best football player who's not a quarterback.
So,
whee! Come on.
Whee!
Shut up.
But for people that
I want a pitcher who comes in to make us better. I don't want to bring a pitcher in that we have to make him better. You understand what I'm saying? You bring in Paxton, you got to make him better than he was. No, I don't want that. We don't need a project right now. You need a guy that comes in a stud that does what he does. Keep doing what you've been doing for another month or so, 2 months, and we're good to go. Mm-hmm. I don't need anybody coming in, hey, man, let's work on this and work on that. I'll see you in February and March if we want to do all of that. Not in August, no. Mm-hmm. I don't want that. Ain't got time for projects, man.
Time for this.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Kim McCusick, join. You got something for us over there, Jeremy Kahn?
Yeah, I'm a little upset, Joe. You're not playing the music leading it. I got you. We've got tickets to give away to see Creed at Jiffy Lube Live. And then don't forget, at 9 o'clock, we're also going to be giving away, in the 9 o'clock hour, two tickets to see Green Day as well.
When he comes back, he'll play Creed music. He doesn't play Creed music going
I mean, I will, Creed. But like it says what time we're doing it. What time is it?
I'm not telling you because I don't want people to know.
It's 8:44, 7:44.
Jesus.
Alrighty.
All right,
Rob. Okay, well, on that
I'll
note,
play us out.
7:40 in the a.m.
I'll do it live. F it, I'll do it live, Rob.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
What does that mean?
Well,
two tickets to see Creed at Jiffy Lube Live on July 26th, courtesy of Live Nation. I said to make it easy on Joe, I was going to do caller number one. Might be waiting. Anyway, caller number five, 410-583-1057.
You got to stop okie-doking people, man.
What?
You can't say I was going to do caller number and they give out a different number.
They don't know when they call in what number they are. Like, Joe, when you have caller number...
Stop.
Hold on. When you have caller number nine...
Question of the integrity.
No, you're not. When you have caller number nine, and you just go to the ninth phone line, right? You don't pick it up.
Well, I did, but we don't have nine phone lines anymore.
Joe, you don't have to tell them that.
We have 100. They don't know.
We have 8.
Oh, 8. Sorry. So we have 8 phone lines. We lost one. But yeah, if you want to see Creed, call in.
What caller number again?
5. What does it mean? That caller number 572.
How do they know?
Yeah.
They don't know.
Yeah.
You're calling number one.
Trust
you're calling
Ed.
Number two.
He doesn't. They don't know,
they
Ed.
Don't know.
I have no idea, Rob.
What are you laughing at, Long?
Yeah, Long. You finish your ice cream?
Oh my God.
This cat was eating ice cream at 6:40 this
two
morning.
Two servings of ice cream.
I'm going back.
I'm going in.
Well, Jess filmed me. I think she posted it.
Yeah. I took pictures of you when you weren't
looking. So did he. You know.
I didn't.
One of you did.
I did.
He did. I didn't.
Oh, that was you?
Yeah. Not today.
I thought it was Rob.
You know how you tell who took the picture? Because above it, it says the name of the person who sent the text.
When they
said,
oh, yeah.
You'll figure that out. You'll figure that out in a few hours.
Text, it says the name. Oh, boy.
She wanted
back
to
on track.
I couldn't even.
Adafi Owe, he gives a big up to one of his teammates, David Ojabo.
He's ready. He's just waiting to show you guys all it, you know, when it's sharpened and ready. And you know, I have complete faith in him. He's a guy where, like, he just wants everything to be all together before he shows you. And he's going to be ready. Trust me. Like, he looks good, like, real good. And I saw a lot of that when we were in Atlanta. I see it now. So, I have a lot of confidence in David.
Here's my question. Do we have confidence in Adafi Owe?
I think people were excited because it was a pass.
Is he the guy that you tell he has confidence in the teammate?
No.
You know what I mean?
Look, I like him. But I just, you know, I confidence is a different thing. I have no confidence that he's going to have a breakout year and become who we think he is.
Yeah, my response to that, Adavi, always, okay, well, what about you? I mean, should we see, yesterday we heard from someone on that defense that I have confidence in. I have confidence in. So when he tells me something, well, because he's done it, I believe what he says. And that's Roquan Smith. So if Roquan says, man, you know, Adafi's going to be good this year, or Ajabo's going to be good this year, well, it comes from Roquan, I got to believe
I'll
it.
Listen.
But when it comes from a cat that I don't have a whole lot of confidence in myself, I don't know if I can listen to you.
No. If Roquan says, I mean, I'll listen. I still not going to believe it. I think Roquan is just trying to pump people up and raise. He's one of those guys, like, a rising tide lifts all ships. I think he tries to lift the whole defense with him, but I got to see it.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's problematic when your best pass rusher, the guy you believe is your best pass rusher, is still not getting you somewhere near double-digit sacks. It'll be interesting when we talk to Kevin McCusick, because I know, like, he's – I'm not saying Odafi Oweh can't take a huge step forward and be what you expect him to be.
What about Ajabo?
I don't know what to expect from him. He's been hurt. I mean, he came in hurt, obviously. They drafted him where they did because he was hurt. He was supposed to be a top 10, top 15 pick. But I don't know if he can rush the passer. I mean, I haven't seen enough of it yet.
I hope, but hope is not a plan.
Yeah.
What do they say? It's not a plan, man. Nope.
Hope in one hand and crap in the other and see which one fills up first.
Yeah. I just this defense, and this is the things that you question. I think it was you, Jeremy, whether or not this defense could be better.
Yeah, it's the one reason why I don't think they're going to be better. Like last year's defense, and I've said this before, they won the Triple Crown last year. We went over this. Points given up, sacks, turnovers, forced turnovers, and were they the first team to do that in the history of the league?
I think you read the first team.
Okay, so maybe that's what it was. But either way, it doesn't matter. Like I think the most important loss is Mike McDonald, because I don't know what Zachary Orr is going to be. And I do, like, I'm excited to see him.
Me too, but you don't know.
Right. But I think you're going to have to scheme up a pass rush this year, because if it's not working with Oweh, you have nobody else to fall back on. Now you're blitzing more. Now you turn into Wink Martindale.
You know what kind of sucks? You can never tell, like, when you look at somebody and you expect them by the eye test, like, it was somebody Oweh who's got all the talent in the world, or Jabo.
Yeah.
Why was Elvis Dumervil so good? He was 5'11".
Yeah.
He wasn't nearly, he's probably 5'10". And, like, he's a premier pass rusher. He shouldn't be. Yeah. If he walked in a room, like, no.
I think he's got that low center of gravity. He's not a. He wasn't.
Then why aren't all of them 5'9"? Yeah. Whatever. I mean, look,
he's like, probably the exception to the rule.
He's just one of those guys. You just
White
can't
Freeman
tell.
Was small too.
Yes,
right?
He was like less 6 foot, but
six foot. One, yeah, but like I mean, that. Not like usually 6'3", 6'5". Yeah. You know, carved out of stone guys.
Yeah, but some of those guys too. You look at how they bend, like that whole Derek Thomas thing, where he looked like Gumby going underneath the guy's arms. And Freeney had that devastating spin move. Like, that was his go-to move, and then he started developing a fake spin because everybody was waiting for it.
Right.
So, I mean, you have to develop some pass rush moves. We've heard about this with guys coming in the league, like, what are you doing? Are you going through, you know, we've seen, like, I go all the way back to DeMarco Farr was taking, like, boxing and kickboxing and all these things where he's using his hands.
Yes.
You know, like, I'm concerned if the pass rush isn't there that this season could go to the wayside.
What was Dwight Freeney's tennis ball drill? I think they used to bounce a tennis ball.
Would he spin and catch it?
And he was 5 or 10 yards from it, and he had to race and grab it before it bounced twice.
Really?
Yeah, I think he used to remember that. Yeah, he talked about it before a primetime game. Something about they bounced the tennis ball. He would race like 10 yards and come get it before it bounced again. That's how he practiced.
But these things are real, because I remember I was hanging out with Mike McCrary for a while when we lived near each other, and he was telling me, like, about how the hand fighting was so important, and he wanted to help the Ravens, and you know, just actually, it's guy in our business, short guy,
the guy with
crazier
the thing.
Than me. Oh, according to Harbaugh, he was as nutty as you are. He gave a Hall of Fame speech
for who? Who's the guy, Ed?
It's bothering me now. Anyway,
who is it, Ed? Who is it? Do you know who he's talking about, Rob? Does Ed know who he's talking about?
No. I do. I really do. I can see him. He's like 5'7".
Is he a player?
No, he's a commentator.
That's crazier than you?
According to John Harbaugh, yeah.
Is it Jim Rome?
No. No. Anyway. But it's like, just saying how important hand fighting is in martial arts. And that's why guys take MMA and they take things like that, because you may be, you know, you may weigh 260 pounds. The guy you're going to go against weighs like 320 and is really athletic. So you have to have more than that.
Well, you know, and the other part of this is just with the pass rush, I'm sure, look, you're going to have some interesting opportunities to use Kyle Hamilton, to use other, I'm sure Marlon Humphrey will have some blitzes there and different things that they mix into it, but... Again, if the pass rush doesn't get there, and we'll know week one. I mean, you're going up against that Thursday night, and I don't know. Like, it's kind of tough to sit here and think that the Chiefs are going to lose back-to-back opening night games. And don't forget last year, no Travis Kelce, no Chris Jones in week one when they lost to the Lions. So it's going to be a fun season, though. I hope the pass rush is there for their sake.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Shovels at 8:30. Mike Bordick joins us to talk some Orioles baseball at 8:45. But on the other side, training camp talk with Kim McCusick.
Oh, he's not going to like this.
We'll ask him about the health of some of the players that we talked about. Kim McCusick joins us up next. Whee!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.